We're going to now learn the sweetest for Shlomo Torah about why we wear white on the night of the Seder. Why in general we love wearing white. B'leil HaSeder, at chayav l'vosh lavan. On Seder night, you mamash have to wear white. Ze mamash minhag Yisrael Torah. It's mamash, the minhag of Israel is Torah. V'gam anashim Srichot l'bosh begadim levanim. Also, women need to wear white clothing. V'shuv v'chol anashim kamen. Again, for all the women here, l'mi she'en begad levan, tov, as in, if you don't have white, okay. Aval em yat yechala, but if you can get a white clothing, you gotta borrow. V'begad levan shel gvarim ze akittel, and the men wear a kittel. It's true that the custom was that only married men would wear kittel. And I don't really know why. Nonetheless, you got to wear white, whether it's a kittel or not.
Yeah.
Now there's two important Torahs, Shlomo language for teachings. When do you wear a kittel? Halavai shenichya kulanu shanim achorim arukot v'tovot. Shall all live many long days. Aval Hashem yishmor shemishu niftar malbishim oto kittel levan. When someone dies, they wear a kittel. V'sheilai lama b'layla kol kach sameach anachnu lovshim beged shel mitim. Why on such a happy night are we wearing your death garments? But Rama shel pshat ha'tshuva hi, on the simplest level, the answer is anachnu maskirim la'atzmenu shachayim shelanu shofim. Reminding ourselves that our life is short. Ze lo kedei la'asot otanu atzuvim. It's not to make us sad. Ela kedei la'asot otanu mudaim lekach shekedai shenaseh kama dvarim tovim bezman mugbal shenachnu chayim kan. To remind us that we might as well do a few good things in our short little time here. Atan zochim lamanu etzeh. Mitzad achad ze shover et alev shenachnu chayim lanetach. Remember, on the one hand, it breaks our hearts that we don't live forever. But nonetheless, it makes our life so much more focused, so much more deep. Imagine you'd live forever. And you pogesh bachura. I like her a lot. And I look at her mispar telephone shala. I take her number and I say, at your dad, ma, ani choshev shet kasher aleich bod mei elef shana. You know what? I think I'll call you another 100,000 years. Hello, shneinu chayim la'olam, nachon? You know, we're both living forever, right?
Yeah, we've got time.
Ish lanu zman, we got time. Ma boer, what's the big deal? What's burning? Ech lo nishma lechem. How does that sound to you? Olam asho. Ani rotzeh lemod et kol shas. I want to learn all of shas. Aval ani lo mamaher, but I'm not in a rush. Ma boer, nachon, what's the rush? Im ken, b'leil seder, ani lovesh kita kadei la'azkir la'atzmi, shel chayim ba'olam hazeh yesh sof. So, I'm reminding myself on this Seder night, oh my gosh, I'm going to die one day. You know, how many Seders do I have left? 20. I'm 32 years old. How many years do I want to live? 132. How many more nights of Seder am I going to get? You know, max 100, 150.
Yeah, yeah.
So make every single Seder night special.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure a lot of people like this drasha. It's kind of serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rosh Hashanah,
it makes you think.
Yeah. Makes you think a little. Makes you feel a little bit.
Yeah.
Aval is classic Rosh Shlomo after, you know, giving us this drasha for 5 minutes. Amar lechem et emet, ani lo ohev kol kach hadas berzen. I don't really like this pshat. Some people will like this pshat. He told it to us because he knows some people are going to like that pshat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't like this pshat. Ani yoshev li b'leil seder. I'm sitting here on my Seder night. Ani ben esrim. I'm 20 years old. I'm looking at my kittel, choshev, and I'm thinking, oy gevalt, ve'od mea shana, oh, in 100 years, zevo nishmali tov. Ah, doesn't sound good to me. Doesn't sound right to me. As nulu ati lachem mashu yoter tov. So let me suggest something better. Madua be'emet anachnu levushim lavan kasher anachnu mistaklim ba'ol mazem. Why do we really wear white when we leave this world? V'ani mamash rotesh shetiftechu et halev. I really want you to open up your hearts. This is the deepest. My inyan shel tzeva lavan. What's the idea behind the white clothing? Be'etzem lavan einu tzeva. White is not really a color. Edom utzeva. Red is a color. Yarok utzeva.
It's the absence.
Green. Exactly. Green is a color. Lavan einenu teva. Lavan hu me'ever l'chol tzvayim. It's beyond all the colors. V'chashav tishma'u. Now listen. Atem yodim ma anachnu osim kol hazman. You know what we do all the time? Anachnu tzovim at hapanim shelanu. We color our face. L'kulanu yesh panim tzvuot. We all have colored faces. We all have masks. U'mai lel seder. And what's seder night? Mazel atzet ma'agalut. What does it mean to leave the exile? L'rid et kol hatzeva. To leave off all of the color. Ani lo'atzeh l'omar dvarim ra'im. I don't want to say bad things. Aval tistaklu zvivchem hayom. But look around today. Anashim mistovim im kol kach harbe tzeva. People have so much color. Echad tzovei adati. This one's religious painted. Hashani tzavu al-chiloni. This one's painted secular. Hashlishi tzavu al-mesorati. The next one's traditional. L'rov ze kol kach chitoni. For most people, it's so external. Maspik shetirechetz otamim k'tzat sabon. Just wash them with a little soap. Kulam yir'u oto adavar. And everybody looks the same.
Yeah.
Nice.
Strip you down to the base.
Yeah. Exactly. Lefamim adam tovei et atzmo. Zeh mamash avodah zarah. Sometimes a person colors himself and it's mamash avodah zarah. Atam yidim ha'amer, a pshischer, you know what the pshischer says? Mishu pam shal oto. Somebody wants to ask him. Hayim yesh ayom avodah zarah? Is there avodah zarah today? What does it mean today that it's usher to worship idols? Rebunim answered, imagine you want to be a Rebbe. So you want, of course, people to think that you're a holy man.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on, you know, Friday night. And your wife gives you soup. It's mamish delicious soup. And you really want a second bowl of soup.
Okay.
But you tell yourself, "Lo, ani lo yachol. No, I can't. Ze lo matim la'adam kadosh. It's not right for a holy man. What will people say?
Right.
You don't take it for the second cup of soup. Zohi mamash avodah zarah. This is mamash idolatry. Asita datzmachai alil. You made yourself a god. And the soup that you didn't eat is a sacrifice to idolatry. Whoa. Now, I want to clarify. I think what he's saying is, not if you really are not eating it to be holy. You're just doing it to show off to the people around you who think that you're a holy man when you're really not a holy man.
Okay, so that's for the wrong reasons.
I think that's what he's saying. Because I can't imagine if you're doing it for the right reasons why that would be idolatry.
Yes, I understand what you say.
Saying if you're fake, if you're being fake.
You're being fake, yeah.
That's the main idea.
You're doing it for the wrong reasons, to be seen.
So that's a color.
So people can say, wow.
Right. Okay. So on Pesach, we're stripping.
There's nothing like that. It's stripped down.
It's all just real.
You're real.
You are who you are.
Yes.
Sometimes we meet people with so much color. What's the most beautiful thing? When you meet a real person without color. You know, children, they still don't have color. Until we send them to school. And then they get color.
And you ruined
it. This one's the smart kid. Or the great kid. This one's the chutzpahdik kid. It's called tzeva.
Put them in little boxes.
Yeah.
Different colors.
Right. It's all colors. I want you to know. Tzeva yesh reach shel mavet. Color has the smell of death. Because anything that's not real doesn't continue. But Pesach is mamash the tree of life. And on Seder night when we eat matzah, she bevchinat eitz chaim, which is on the level of the tree of life, anachnu mamash vatlim et hamavet. We get rid of death. So we wear white, which is the color of eternal life. Do you understand? When someone dies, all of his color leaves. It's only with the white. I mean, the true man. And on the theater night, we show. Also in this world, we can also be totally real and pure and eternal. Meshucharim mekol atzvayim, totally free from all the colors. Etem yodim shegam chatan mitachat chupa levesh kitel levan. You know, chatan also wears a kittel under his chupa. ואני תמיד אומר לחתנים, אני אוהב תמיד חתנים. כשאתה לובש לבן, אתה אומר לקהלה שלך, when you wear white, you're telling your wife, בזכותך לא אוכל עוד מצדת. In your merit, I won't eat anymore from the tree of knowledge. האישה הראשונה גרמה לבעלה לאכול מצדת. The first woman caused man to eat from the tree of knowledge. אבל דה, את חווה שלי, but you, my חבלה, תתני לי לאכול רק מעץ החיים. Only let me eat from the tree of life. כך שלא יצטרך לבוש את הכיתל רק לאחר שסתלק. So I won't have to wear this kittle when I die. אחרי 100 שנה, after 100 years. אלה כבר עכשיו, ביום חתונתי, but even today, on the day of my marriage, אני יכול לבוש לבן, I can wear white. הצבע של החיים יצחים, the color of life. So we shouldn't bring death to the world, we should only bring life, and purity, and realness. Gefalt. So he's going to give one more beautiful idea in the next article, but let's just summarize. So we said the first explanation, which she doesn't really like, but some people will like it, is that we wear white because it's the color of death, and it reminds you to take this day seriously, because life is short. And the second explanation is that color, that white is actually not a color. It's the not, it's all the other colors are fakeness, and we're going to be pure in.
Yeah.
And that's also why we wear it on our day of death, and that's also why we wear it under the chuppah.
And on Yom
Kippur, it's all about the childlike purity. And the Kohen Gadol, and the Kodesh Kodeshim. Okay. Let's do one more pshat. Pshat number three. V'kan bo ha-taira shel Sokachov. And now we get to the taira of Sokachov, the Sokachov Rebbe. The Shem Yishmol, I believe. Ha-elig ha-Sokachov ha-omer. Mi lovesh bigdei levan? Who wears white clothing? Ha-Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim, like we mentioned. Kishu nichnas ha-Kodesh Kodeshim, and he goes into the Holy of Holies. Ma kore b'kodesh kodeshim? What happens in the Holy of Holies? Siya amitut, the height of truth. Siya mamashiut, the height of realness. Madua, why? Kisha'aron ha-kohen nichnas l'kodesh kodeshim, u'eninu mevakesh slicha l'atayot shel Yisrael. Why is it that when Aaron goes into the Holy of Holies, he doesn't ask for forgiveness? Mipnei she'b'kodesh kodeshim u'ra'e rak en mashe amiti l'gamer, because in the Holy of Holies, he only sees that which is real. The sham barur lo imasiti mashu lo nachon ze lo be'emet ma'omek hachi amuk shebmanu. There he sees if I did something wrong, it didn't come from the depth inside of me. Ze lo ba me'ani amiti sheli. It doesn't come from the real me. Ze yaschoras chitzonit. It was external merchandise. Ha'olam asviva, the world, the surroundings. Garmuli lasot etze. They caused me to do this. Kol ha'tipshut shelikatati misaviv. All the stupidity which I gathered around me, which I picked up. ועכשיו הוא אומר, he says, בליל סדר אני ממש כמו כהן גדול בקודש קודשים, ממש like the Holy of Holies, the Kohen Gadol going to the Holy of Holies. וכאן הוא מוסיף עוד משהו כל כך גבל, and here he adds something that's so גבל. אתם יודעים מה מיוחד בילדים, you know what's unique about children? הם עדיין לא נגועים על ידי העולם, they're still not touched by the world. הלב שהם הם ממש נקי, their heart is really pure, clean, פשוט, simple. הלב שלהם הוא בבחינת קודש קודשים, their heart is like the Holy of Holies. Amiti legamri, totally true. V'chol enyan shel leil seder, alo v'yad levincha b'yomo, and the whole idea of Seder night is giving it over to your children, right? V'chen shani olech v'nisor le'yoladim sheli she'ashem echad, so when I want to give over to my children that there's one God, ani mamash tzarich liot b'marav shalom, I need to be on their level. Ani tzarich lebosh levan, so I wear white, kemo ha-kohen gadol, like the Kohen Gadol in the Holy of Holies, to get to the state of pureness, of realness, of truth, so that I can give it over on a simple, real level to our children. נכון שגם בשבועות אני מלמד תורה לילדים שלי. Yeah, on Shavuot I also teach Torah to my children. אבל זה לא אותו דבר, it's not the same. הם לא שואלים אותי קודם, they don't ask me first. הם פסיבים, they're passive. אני מלמד אותם והם מקשיבים. I teach them and they're
listening.
בליל סדר זה יותר עמוק. הם שואלים, הם מתעוררים, הם מעורבים. They're involved, they're asking. רק אז אני להם, and only then do I answer them. אתם יודעים, אם אני רוצה לומר משהו מאוד עמוק למישהו, אני לא יכול לגשת לב כך סתם לומר לה, אני רוצה לספר לך משהו עמוק מאוד. If I want to tell something deep to someone, I don't say, hey, can I tell you something really deep? No, אני יכול באמת לומר משהו עמוק, when can I tell you something deep? אם קודם שואל אותי, if first he asked me. אם ההתעוררות בא ממנו, if the awakening comes from him, רק אז אני יודע שהלב שלו פתוח. Then I know that his heart is open. בליל הסדר, ילדים שלי שואלים. On Seder night, my children ask. הלב שלהם מלא שאלות. Their heart is full of questions. ואז אני מסר להם את העומק העומקים של היד. Yehidut, and I give them the deepest of the depth of Judaism. B'lel HaSeder Ani Moser Lehem Mamash, on Seder night I give them Mamish. Ani Velo Malach, Ani Velo Saraf, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoido V'atzmo, Hashem Himself took us out. Mamish Hashem Achad, Mamish one God. Ein Od Melado, there's nothing except Hashem. V'shvuas Moshe Rabbeinu Melamed Otanu Torah, Avakodem B'lel HaSeder Ani Terech Linsor Lilodim Shalit Hashem HaMeforash. On Shavuos, Moshe teaches us Torah, but beforehand I didn't give them the name, the explicit name of God. At the Omek Shel Omek, the depth of the depth. At the Omek Shel Efnei Milim, the depth before the words. Kmo Aharon HaKohen, like Aharon HaKohen, Shehu HaMumcheh Limsor Lanu Et Hashem Mevorash, who is the expert in giving over to us the explicit name. Lachen Kmo Aharon HaKohen Ani Levesh Beged Levan. So like Aharon HaKohen, I wear the white, pure clothing garment to symbolize how I just want to give the depth, the love, the pure simplicity of a relationship with Hashem over to my children who are also on the level of white. So Gevalt. So answer number three is, let's summarize. Answer number one is it's reminding us of death. Answer number two is that the whole world is painted. We want to be pure. And a related answer number three of the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe is that we're like the Aharon HaKohen in the gut and we want to be pure. And that's why we're giving it over to our children who are pure. So that's the whole Indian of the night of Seder. So whether this is a Chuppah Torah, or a Rosh Hashanah Torah with the Kittel, or Yom Kippur, or every Shabbos, or Seder, it's all the same idea. We should be zochah to purity and take the purity of Shlomo and Mamish, you know, feel it in our lives every single day, but especially on Lil Seder.
Maybe I can say share some of that fun Saturday night when we are with these people here.
Yeah. So.